Whether it's wildfires in California, a hurricane on the Gulf Coast, or an earthquake in China, the distinctive emblem of the American Red Cross can be seen at the heart of the relief effort and on the periphery as its volunteers help people whose lives have been turned upside down by disaster. For more than a century, the organization has worked to relieve and prevent suffering in war and peace, at home and abroad. As Hurricane Ike churned up the Gulf of Mexico on its way toward Texas recently, the American Red Cross was getting ready.
While the public is sleeping and hurricanes are forming out in the Gulf, the Red Cross is on the move. We're moving people, supplies, equipment, cots, blankets, kits to various areas.
Susie DeFrancis is the Chief Public Affairs Officer for the American Red Cross. The organization was founded by Clara Barton in 1881 and chartered by Congress to provide family communications and other forms of support to the U.S. military and maintain a system of domestic and international disaster relief. Today, its mission has expanded to include supplying nearly half of the blood and blood products in this country and offering training in emergency resuscitation and HIV/AIDS education. And, says DeFrancis, it remains on the front line of disaster relief.
We set up evacuation centers for the first 12 hours of the storm, and these become later shelters where people can have a place to sleep, a hot meal, some counseling as to what they should do next, as well as some mental health counseling. Then, as people are able to go back to their homes, we go out into the neighborhoods with trucks, we feed meals, we distribute cleanup supplies, and again, we talk to them, see how they're doing. Do they need a hug? Do they need some more emotional support? And we follow them through kind of their return home.
The American Red Cross relies on volunteers to do the bulk of that work and on voluntary donations from the public to pay for it all. Visiting Texas this week to survey the damage done by Hurricane Ike, President Bush urged Americans to support the Red Cross.
I hope the country does not have disaster fatigue. The Red Cross is a vital part of helping people recover and helping people find the compassionate care that our citizens expect when there is a disaster such as this.
Susie DeFrancis doesn't think disaster fatigue is a problem, although she admits that the high number of disasters the organization has responded to this year has drained its emergency fund.
I think when people see others suffering, they give. Whether they, I don't really think that donor fatigue is an issue. I think when they see it, they give. And certainly we saw with the China earthquake and the scale of that devastation being so large, we saw an outpouring of support from the public.
Relief efforts by the American Red Cross are not limited to the United States. It works with the more than 175 other national Red Cross and Red Crescent societies around the world, providing personnel and funding for relief and recovery efforts wherever they're needed. Red Cross disaster worker Matt Marrick was in Haiti earlier this month as Hurricane Gustav flooded its cities.
There are so many priorities, I think, everything. The basics, shelter, water, food, health care. There are reports that in the city of Gonaïves, the four identified shelters are maxed to their capacity.
The American Red Cross has invested in state-of-the-art communication technology and now routinely uses mobile posts like that to get messages out from disaster areas. Susie DeFrancis says the confusion after Hurricane Katrina 3 years ago highlighted the importance of having reliable communication tools to share information among relief workers and with the public.
We do that through a number of both traditional and new media. We're, of course, on the radio and on the TV and in the newspapers talking about where you can go to get help. But we're also now on the web. We're on blogs, on Twitter. We have an online newsroom, which recently in some of the storms has received over 100,000 hits. And it has all the information you need to know.
The Red Cross website also features a virtual check-in center Evacuees sign in so friends and family outside the disaster area can check the site and learn they are safe. When a disaster strikes, the federal and state governments are also on the scene, and DeFrancis says the Red Cross works closely with their relief agencies.
FEMA, for example, and the Department of Homeland Security and state and local governments are very involved in the rescue of people or in evacuating them, making sure that there's buses, trains, and planes to get them on when they need to evacuate. The American Red Cross is on the receiving end of those evacuees. We take them into the shelters. We feed them. We give them comfort kits. We work with them on their recovery plans.
The Red Cross also partners with churches, food banks, and other social service organizations because, DeFrancis says, they know their communities, and the communities know them.
It's the kind of effort where government can't do it alone and the Red Cross can't do it alone, but all of us working together can help these victims.
In Washington, I'm Faith Lapidus.